Thank you for downloading another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Today's Silver Sun Pickups, who broke on the scene in a big way in 2006 with their debut album Carnivas, the band from the Silver Lake area of L.A., which is kind of like Brooklyn West for bands, has a new album out called Swoon. Since this is their first visit to the cafe, I asked them to go all the way back to their beginnings and a demo tape that preceded Carnivas.
We weren't quite ready to start making records or even recording. We were just trying to figure out how to be a band, and we were too shy to make shirts or anything like that, which kind of made us, we were accidentally labeled, which is a good label in LA, as being the most uncommercial band. Like, we were staunchly against it. And the reality is we didn't think anybody wanted that stuff from us, and we saw that bootleg and he played it for me, and it was just thinking, well, if people are gonna listen to this, then whatever we do can't be as bad.
Well, congratulations on the success of Carnivas and also on the way this new album sounds. Did you it's one of those questions.
Yes.
Clearly it sounds different, but did you approach it differently than the first?
Yeah, I mean, we did. I mean, we knew, we toured for roughly 2 years with Carnivas, pretty straight. Playing those songs for 2 years, there was just moments and places that we weren't going, that we didn't know about yet, you know? And we started to want to go further with just sonics or maybe some vocals. And so we would sort of try to extract it from the older material, you know? And that for me, was a jumping off point. Like, well, there's things we want to hit that we're not hitting. We're trying to hit them with songs that are not written for, you know, to be hit that way. So that's sort of how we begin it. And then, you know, we're still having quite a love affair with these kind of sounds, and we knew we didn't want to really abandon them just yet, or maybe never. I mean, I think you do it when you naturally do, and we just wanted to go further with them, you know.
Indeed. Well, so what do you think you want to start?
Yes, you guys want to start with Twinkles, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thank you.
acoustic, well-thought-out Twinkles beginning our show today is Silver Sun Pickups joining us in the studio. It's really interesting to hear you guys play acoustically. Nikki, for instance, you really attack the acoustic bass almost exactly the same.
I think I don't know any better, but I hope it sounded okay.
No, it sounds great. It sounds great.
I love acoustic bass, actually.
Kind of buzzy. I love it. Usually, Brian, that's your department, but that's
I think he's moving in.
Kind of cool.
Better watch out.
So,
yeah, we're learning as we go.
Well, that's neat. Brian, the word is that you when you were beginning this record, you wrote Swoon on some kind of a
erase. On a dry erase board.
Yeah.
With a question mark.
Did you actually know what you meant when you did that?
I was hoping, you know. It was basically trying to talk everybody into naming the album Swoon before we've written songs. That was sort of
a romantic word, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, we were feeling, you know, it was an interesting time of our lives. I know for me it was an interesting time in my life, and we were feeling kind of romantic but also very moody, and for some reason Swoon felt like some sort of dance that is just a little tragic. That's what it kind of reminded me of, and we named it that. We were very lucky this time because we had the title. We kind of had a feeling that we all sort of shared, that we knew where we wanted to be, and we also had an album cover pretty early on, and that kind of stuff sort of it's interesting when you you're inspired by these other things involving the record, you know.
Where did the work of art come from? That's
Darren Waterston. That's the guy who did Carnivus as well. Oh. It's all his work, and we really wanted to work with him again and jump off of Carnivus, you know, a different color palette and different vibe altogether. What is it, watercolors, Nick?
Yeah. Last one was oil.
This one was oil. It just felt right. I think we saw the painting. He sent us some stuff, and we saw that one, and that was it.
Well, why don't you do one from this?
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
an acoustic version of Panic Switch, the first song that we got to hear off of Swoon from the Southern California.
I made a mistake in there, but it's a good mistake.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Good.
It's okay.
Silver Sun pickups.
If you're going to make a mistake, make sure it's on the same road.
But it wasn't in the unison part, so that Nikki had to follow you or anything, no?
Yeah, it was. Uh-huh. But it's okay.
See, she covered for you.
Live.
I covered.
So let's talk a little bit about Silver Lake. I guess everybody except for Nikki is like 1 degree removed from early Mart.
Oh.
Is it true that everybody kind of who lives in Silver Lake was at one point in early Mart?
Or? That is correct.
I think so.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close.
Except for
I think
Nikki.
Joe, you were in early Mart.
Yeah.
They've been friends with us for a long time, and we know they just. It's what happens when it's two people,
and right.
And they swap out people, and usually are in it at one right. point. Nikki, you haven't done it yet, but we still have time.
Yeah, crossing my fingers. Yeah. It'll happen soon.
Well, it's interesting that Joe is part of the band on keyboards, because didn't the original band have two guitarists and you decided to go with his technique?
Kind of. I mean, yeah. I mean, the original one was, I mean, this is really the real one. We were just messing around then, but we were like the Fleetwood Mac of Silver Lake. That's what people call us. We're a couple of couples. Yeah, and it was Nikki and her boyfriend at the time and me and my lady at the time.
Ah.
And then when the band... And things just started changing for us, and it stopped being something that was kind of fun and entertaining.
Now, wait a minute.
It's totally not fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? I mean, like, it's not something you're doing. And then somewhere down the line, it starts to jump in the front of your brain where it kind of consumes you, and this is what you want to think about all the time, and you start doing that. And so at that point, we had lineup changes. And it was a good thing about, you mentioned early Mark, too. I mean, that's actually an interesting thing. It's good you said that, because that's how we have Chris and Joe, meaning that if you're friends with tons of bands and some of them fall down, you can kind of pick the pieces up. Joe was in a great band called Pine Martin, and Christopher's in everything at one point.
He was in a lot of bands.
He was in a lot of things. But, and you fill in the pieces, and I think Joe was perfect because we wanted a keyboard Smith, a scientist almost. I mean, it's a hard thing to ask for. Like, hey, is there anybody that can do like just crazy sounds and interesting spackle sort of things? And even double guitar stuff? And instead of just a keyboard player that would just noodle over everything. And it worked perfect.
Silver Sun pickups are with us today, and we are hearing the acoustic versions of these.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next?
We're going to go take a little trip back.
a version of Lazy Eye from Silver Sun Pickups, playing acoustically for us today. Now, we have time for one more, and okay. Actually, I know what you're going to do. Growing old is getting old.
Your own devices. Don't be afraid of the cold.
Growing Old is Getting Old, performed by Silver Sun Pickups. That is on Swoon, which is their new album. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. It's produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. Thank you very much for downloading us. You can sign up for other World Cafe podcasts, listen to many of our interviews and streaming audio and more, all at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.